Sinners of Brazil is generously sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas, by Yelad Avram, former for Shlema Hadassah, Bracha Bas Chana Golda, and a memory of the Holy Chayal Ephraim Ben Shmuel Hashem Yikom Damo. We last left off, first of all, Mazel Tov. Last night we hit Sitter Snippet number 700. I don't know if anybody heard all 700 other than me. I don't remember them all. So if you did, Mazel Tov, congratulations, and thanks for sticking with us. So we last left off, the three steps we take back, Oseh Shalom B'Mamav, we bow in each direction, and how long we stand there, K'dei Hiluch Dalet Amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 6 feet, and then we returned. But one last question before we get to the Yehi Ratzon following the Amida. When we take those three steps back, we do so bowed, we turn to the left, Oseh Shalom B'Mamav, to the right, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, to the center, V'Yalkol Yisrael, but we don't leave it there, V'Yalkol Yisrael. V'Yalkol Yisrael, there's two more words, they are V'imru Amen. Who is the V'imru Amen? This is the silent Amida. Keyword being silent. To whom are we speaking? V'imru Amen. And now let us say Amen. Who are we saying V'imru Amen to? Did it ever occur to you? Take three steps back and then you announce V'imru Amen and let us say Amen. So I understand the Shliach Tzibur, somebody who says Kaddish, takes three steps back and concludes V'imru Amen because they're trying to signal to the Tzibur, it's time to answer Amen. But we as individuals, when we take our three steps back, to whom are we directing our V'imru Amen? We're not the first to ask this question. It's brought down by the Magen Avraham, Simen Samach Vav, Sivkot and Zayin. He says, even a Yochad, a Mispalel, Yomar Achar, Oseh Shalom, V'imru Amen. Even the individual who's davening says Imru Amen to themselves, but really it's not to themselves. To whom are they directing it? To the Malachim, to the angels who escort us, who protect us, who are supporting us, and who are present throughout our tefillah. In the Sefer Iyun Tefillah, he brings from the Gemara Shabbos. We're familiar with the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes, tells us the origin of what we sing on Friday night, the Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Asheres Malavan L'Adam Erev Shabbos, Beis HaKnesses L'Beiso, Echad Tov V'Echad Ra. Two angels escort us home from Shul on Friday night. One is good and one is not. And the Gemara tells us that they escort us home to see, is the house set? Are the beds made? Is the table ready? And if it is, then they give us blessing. If not, then there's criticism. And that's the Shalom Aleichem. We are greeting those Malachim, and we're welcoming them. So the Sefer says that, Kein bakasha me amalachim sheyaskim l'tfilaso v'yamtu eskocho la'alosa ha'shamayma. So similarly, just like the angels escort us home on Friday night, angels escort us when we daven. And the Ve'imru Amen is our turning to the angel and saying, please help my tefillos ascend to the heavens. Please let them find favor from Hashem. Please advocate on my behalf. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Liolam Yivakesh Adam Racham Shi'ikako Ma'amtsan Es Kocho, Ya Yu Tsaram Lamala. That we should always request, person should always request the divine compassion, and that the heavenly angels, the Malachi Ashares, Rashi writes, will be mevakish rachamim on our behalf. So on the one hand, we don't daven two angels. We don't believe in that. B'Salavetchek certainly omitted machnisei rachamim. In Elul, in Slichos, the machnisei rachamim, it's a beautiful tune and a beautiful song, but it's not necessarily something that should be said because we don't direct our tefillah to angels. However, we do ask angels to escort or to elevate our tefillah, and that, says the Magen Avraham, is who we're answering V'imru Amen, we're directing our V'imru Amen to, because otherwise we're davening as Yechidim and it doesn't make sense. And then we continue. At the end of the Amida, we'll just introduce Yiratzom Afanecha, Hashem Lakenim Lakei Avasenu, She'ibonim Beis Amikdash, Merav Yameinu, V'sein Chokeinu, B'sorasecha, V'chulei V'chulei, we'll go through it now. Where does this come from? Why do we say it? It's brought down by the Ramah, Simen Kufchav Gimel Siv Aleph, that a minig lomar achra, Seh Shom, Yiratzom She'ibonim Beis Amikdash. The minhag is at the conclusion to say it. Now, the original recitation might have been to fulfill exactly what we saw, which is, after you take your three steps back, Gemara told us, Chazal say, don't rush back to where you were. It looks like you are unhappy or rejecting or ashamed of the tefillah that you offered. So you have to stay put. You have to stand still where you took the three steps back. Kedehi luch dalet amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 6 feet. What do you do while you're there? That's what the Ramah comes and says, see, the Yiratzon. And Yiratzon Afanecha, These three sentences take approximately the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, 6 feet. Scheinberg says they count as the standing still for 6 feet. So you don't have to wait at the end of Kimei Olamuch Shanim Kadmanios and then begin the count. The Yiratzon, which is not formally part of the Amida proper, clearly is an addendum to the addendum at the end of the Amida, is therefore counts as the weight of 6 feet, and you don't have to stay put beyond that. But still, okay, that's what takes the time, because the Hilach Dalet Amos. But we could have composed a tefillah about anything. Why compose a tefillah about Sheyibonah Beis HaMikdash? All of a sudden, we're invoking the Beis HaMikdash. In the Amida, we daven for the Beis HaMikdash. As Senach David, v'liyushalayim. Why are we returning to that theme at the end when we stand still with our three steps? We'll answer that question, Amir Tashem, Siddur Snippet 702, tomorrow night.